This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jalen Hurts will be speaking in moments. Curious to see if somebody asks him about the play calling, who he's listening to. So that'll happen in a bit. Now, Jack, you told me we're not sure when this is going to start. We do have Eagles Insider of the Year to do. Do we do that now?
So I think you get it out of the way now.
Okay.
Everyone that's down there knows the updated power rankings heading into the press conference.
Oh, that's a good one.
So that they know what's at stake.
Here it is. Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
We had a shocking power rankings last week as Elliott Shore Parks skyrocketed to the top of the power rankings, the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, by being a whiny baby. He cried his way to number one.
Which I'm sure he appreciated.
Yes. It's not the who wears the
Embiid of the Eagles Insider of the Year.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Welcome to Sixers season.
Well, it's not the who wears the right suit at the right time of year power ranking.
Back to the power ranking.
Okay. So last week, Howard Eskin came in at number 5. Chris from Middletown came in at number 4. Ike Reese, 3. Newspaper reporter at number 2. And Elliott Shore Parks at number 1. We have movement. We have movement. Staying at number 5 is Howard Eskin.
No! Are the King hanging in there?
Barely.
Barely.
He's in the corner. He's not. All he does is just defend Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
Call everyone at WIP and fans idiots.
Yeah.
Now he's going at fans. I think that should drop him down even further. He's lucky to still be in the top 5, in my humble opinion.
Well, attacking WIP personalities, but he's not doing it by name, so
although,
whatever.
Big growth last week.
Yeah.
I got reports he did not roll his eyes at every question that you asked.
He didn't, actually. He did much better at that. Did somebody actually mention that to you?
I believe it was you, but...
So he stays at 5, and you know in season is worm time for Howard. It's not insider time, unless he's selling out Alshon Jeffrey. You know, it's mostly
still a classic moment.
It's mostly Tim Novakovic. So he stays at 5. Now we have a new entry at number 4, which means that somebody dropped out. At number 4, Joe Santaliquido.
Again, why?
I have no idea.
What does the committee say?
That's where the voting came in.
Well,
Joe's at number 4.
Well, he hasn't given us any bad reports.
No.
He hasn't. He hasn't been wrong once this season.
He's like Tornado Shapiro.
Yes.
But I could feel Santaliquido lurking.
Yes.
There's a story.
When there's trouble,
story there lurking.
Well, when there's trouble, Joe is around. Joe writes the story that nobody else writes.
When he walks into the locker room, you know there's issues.
Coming in at number 3, and if there hadn't been somebody who dropped out, I feel like this guy would have dropped. Chris from Middletown. He had the huge Devin White story.
Huge.
And then he had A.J. Brown being out. This week, even though he only reported the story to Jack, he was wrong.
Yes.
He said Isaiah Rodgers would be starting on the inside and Quinyon Mitchell would be playing at nickel.
Different.
On the outside.
Rodgers on the outside.
Yes.
Quinyon on the inside.
Yes. Isaiah Rodgers on the outside. Quinyon.
Isaiah Rodgers didn't even play.
That's why he's...
Even when Slay got hurt.
Yes.
It was Ringo.
Yeah. So, and as a football guy myself, I said, well, that doesn't make much sense. But I'll stick with Chris Middletown because he's my guy.
He is our guy.
Man.
He stays in the rankings. Not going to hit 1,000.
Chris, My vote would have had you out of the rankings. I just want you to know that.
Well, that's because he's hot on your tail. And you can
And because you guys put so much credence into what he says. Yes, I'm holding him to a higher standard now.
It may or may not keep his rankings high, the fact that it's just driving you so crazy.
Yes.
Speaking of you, Ike Reese moves up one spot from 3 to 2.
Moved up. There we go.
Now, some
We're
might
not sure
say,
for what, but...
Yeah, some might say that.
O-line played well last week, man.
Okay.
I need credit for everything the O-line does.
Sure. Now, I will say, your boy, because he's not your boy because you're linked to him forever, but Mekhi Becton keeping out of that game with a little finger injury.
Yeah, I was a little irritated by that.
Dude, 6'8", 330. Yeah. What's your finger weigh? Come on.
Yeah, we don't need to hear about the finger, but he's back. He was back at practice
he's
today.
And he did say, he just said seconds ago, he expects to play Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, Mekhi. Dude's got a contract to earn. If there was ever a year that Mekhi Becton was going to play with an injury, it is this year.
Well, so. I wasn't sure at the Sunday. I wasn't sure where he was leaning.
So, Ike Reese, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number one. This is the second time he's been ranked number one. The newspaper reporter. Which means...
No, y'all left Elliot off the list, man.
Elliot falls completely out of the top five of Eagles Insider of the Year rankings.
So, I believe...
How do you go from number one to out of the top five?
The worm is back.
The worm's back. That's definitely a big one. And I believe the committee it has to take accuracy into account here. Mm-hmm. Let's just recap, okay? First off, all offseason... Jalen Hurts, or all training camp, no turnovers.
Start at the draft.
Okay, so wrong about the offensive line. We'll go back to there. By the way, all training camp, offensive line's going to be terrible.
Yep.
They don't have enough depth there.
Scaring everybody in the Delaware Valley over
Even
the
got
O-line.
Spike to be scared.
Got Spike to buy along, go along with him.
Lane Johnson went down, who traditionally, when he goes down, they suck.
All hell breaks loose.
Yep.
Yes.
And they were fine.
Yes.
They were fine. So I think he gets dinged for that.
Mm-hmm.
The Sirianni great practices, how in control he is, and then being horrible at this stuff on Sunday, even though he defends it, whatever. And the biggest egregious is whatever, you know what I'm trying to say. The most egregious thing he's done is the Jalen interceptionless streak, which is not transitioned over into the regular season.
Wow. I agree.
Look.
You hold on. I know your natural instinct is to go. Yeah. You can't be, first of all, the nonsense about taking a guard in the first round was just outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you don't go into training camp patting yourself on the back all the time about Jalen's great practices and the fact that he's not throwing an interception and what
personal.
That's going to lead to. And when to make it even worse, you told us how great of a job. He was telling us Coach Sirianni had a great practice today.
Yes.
Yeah, what?
But he was number one after all that stuff. Look,
he wasn't really number one.
Here's the thing with Elliot. I think this sounds personal from you two guys. You are talking about non-insider things that you're talking about his analysis of football. I don't, you know.
But he's so adamant about it.
He wears soccer jerseys to the Novacare.
Well, and that we don't even ding him for that. He should be penalized for that.
Major League Baseball. In the Hall of Fame voting has a character clause. I think a little bit for Insider of the Year voting, a little bit of accuracy.
Gotta
he's 0-3 on the biggest issues on the team.
Yeah.
Well, all he's doing is writing about what he sees. He sees Jalen not throwing interceptions. He's writing it down. He's providing a service from inside. I just think it sounds like a little personal with you two guys.
I'm just saying he overwhelms us with his information.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's nonstop.
And who could forget that he's going to give Devin White 5 years, $110 million
he
at his first OTA.
He didn't say that.
He is, sort of.
He's all Devin White up. Get a scoop. Tell me why he's not playing.
And how about the fact, this is the one that really gets me, he really went on his own crusade for 3 weeks trying to get Devin White and Bryce Huff
on
more
the field.
Snaps.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm just saying.
He's talking about Devin White as an outside edge rusher.
It's not Eagles an analyst of the year. It's insider of the year.
But it has to be accurate information.
You guys are being punitive for no. This is a personal thing.
Not personal.
This is because Jack doesn't want to hang out with him at the concert. Mm. It's because you're in the same rankings with him. This is a personal thing.
He's not even in the rankings. He's beneath me.
This is the you know, anyone who's listening who thinks that I control these rankings, I would have never kept Elliot out of the rankings.
I'm just saying.
My vote did not have him out of the rankings.
It's a lot of missed shots by Elliot. That's all I'm saying. A lot of missed shots, man.
The only missed shot I saw from him was wearing a light suit that is linen after Labor Day, as if he's not living in America where that is against the rules. So,
Elliot, out of the top five. How about that?
Committee took it all in.
Huge.
After Ike also complained last week about his not counting enough in the committee voting.
Yeah, kind of weird that all of a sudden Elliot's out of the top five that happened. So,
good to know I still got some influence.
So the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings for this week. Number five, Howard Askin. Number four, Joe Santoliquido. Number three, Chris in Middletown. Number two, Ike Reese. And number one, the newspaper reporter. We will hear from Jalen Hurts. Hopefully somebody asks him, now that they know the power rankings, ask Jalen Hurts about the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. We will get to Jalen. Excuse me. I can't talk. What?
Go to OG Wade, man.
All right. I'll go to OG Wade. There we go. I feel better now.
Come on, OG.
Yeah, come on, man.
I ain't never seen nobody silent spike like that. Boy, if I could be that damn hair in that throat.
But that is a big pause, right, man. Seriously. Holy cow.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's called a big dose of D.
That hammer is real, for real.
That's why you got a groom.
Listen, while we're all stomping on Jalen's grave, let's give him some credit for now setting another record for the franchise. Game winning drives. How about that one?
Well, he's not the record holder.
Can we get an applause for that?
Huh? He set the record for game winning drives?
Not yet, no.
He's tied with Foles.
Yes. Sunday. Well, that's a record. It don't matter.
I didn't even realize that.
Game, baby. And let me tell you something. And you know what? I don't like the fact that you neutered Baldy, man. Baldy don't got no more bite in him no more. You got him quoting stuff that ain't even right. Talking about the Eagles need one down there. And
he forgot. You notice I didn't correct him, though.
Yeah, but in Baldy's defense, it's tough.
He watches a lot of tape,
32
bro.
32 teams.
In Baldy's defense, he's been neutered. He ain't got no more damn teeth. He took his teeth out of his mouth.
No.
Well,
that's another pause.
Has nothing to do with teeth.
Yeah. Where do you think the teeth are? How do you think you neuter people?
Y'all took his teeth and his genitals. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got nothing left. You know, then you want that man to come on the damn show? Oh, we're sponsored by, you didn't neuter the damn man. No wonder you sponsoring him.
No, listen, Baldy and I are fine, man. First of all, and Spike being Don King over here every Wednesday, Baldy and I are fine, man. We're good.
Yeah. And then, hey, listen, and Spike, man, you with your little dirty stuff, man. You want to hump all over every damn thing. Somebody need to get you a statue in that damn station because you like to stand up when you do the show. So while you're doing your little nasty dance and everything, somebody needs to put this Joker in the damn room by himself. He's always talking some nasty stuff. I think
come on, OG.
One that always talking about the girl.
Yoshi.
Yeah, Yoshi, my man, Yoshi. You know,
ooh, boy.
Y'all two need to, yeah.
Look, me and Yoshi are two sexy dudes who don't run from it. There's not really a problem with that.
Hey, listen, and I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of, if Jalen stops doing this, stops doing that. How about if Jalen stops winning?
You mean the coach? Coaches win, not quarterbacks. Teams win.
How about if he stops? Like Baldy said, he shouldn't have made that throw. Do you know that the throw was wide open? You know that all Smitty had to do was put his hands up, could have caught the ball, but he was so busy worrying about getting tagged up by Tyrann Mathews, he didn't even try to catch the damn ball. You know what I'm saying?
We're not doing the wins thing with Jalen. If we don't do it with Nick, we have to do it with Nick.
I'm talking about winning.
You said wins, though. So.
OG, got to stop turning the ball over. Got to.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
It wasn't his fault.
But what I'm saying, I will admit to that. But do we have to stop making throws because if he stopped making those type of throws, he lose the game against the Bills last year? Remember the one where he
walked
out of the pocket
and
throws the kids to go here? Wasn't it two men there? Wasn't we happy? Everybody throwing beers and everything.
If he throws, you know what, OG? If he throws some touchdown passes too, we can even out the interceptions. But again, fewer touchdown passes than Daniel Jones, more interceptions than Daniel Jones. Not a good number.
How many wins, Daniel Jones?
We're not doing wins. He's a quarterback. We're not doing wins.
How many does team?
We're not doing wins. Get out of here, idiot. Jalen Hurts speaks right after Jack does, and Jalen Hurts will talk much longer than Jack does. Here.
Probably.
Yeah,
we'll see, though.
Yeah.
You all know by now that I recently bought a certified pre-owned Honda Accord from Scott Honda in Westchester, which is right in my backyard and where I got my first car in high school. Scott Honda has been serving the area for generations, including my family, and now they've brought me into their family. So if you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, then go where they make it easy to buy your next car. Scott Honda of Westchester, and now Scott Honda of Vineland, New Jersey. Visit ScottAutoGroup.com. That's ScottAutoGroup.com, and tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. Is Jalen up there?
No.
Oh, you lied to me. You told me he was going to be there.
He's in the process.
He's trying to wait till we go to Leading Off.
He knows the Phil's play?
He's asking everyone, what time is first pitch?
What time is Leading Off today?
Yeah, what time is first pitch? You know, at some point, OG will cop to a turnover that was Jalen Hurts' fault. Every interception, there is a excuse for every interception. And the Devontae one has truth to it, obviously. But if he gets away with a couple, then he's going to get dinged for a couple, too.
Sure.
That's just,
yep.
It all evens out over time.
And he isn't blameless.
No.
In the interception.
No,
like,
no.
Even with that, you're still throwing it in the middle of the field with the safety sitting there. Like, you see the safety clearly sitting there. So he must have been hoping that Devontae gets under that route before Tyrann Mathieu. But Tyrann Mathieu is sitting right there in the end zone.
Yeah, he's there.
He's there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even Baldy, who defended Jalen that first week, that first argument, and I kid about you and him, but that debate that you guys had was Baldy defending him then, and Baldy actually didn't on this one.
No.
You know, he did say that Jalen's got to be aware of that, and, you know, interception
is. This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's an interception.
Yeah, well, they moved the worm to someone else.
Baldy has a worm?
Well, the worm. Well,
Baldy doesn't have a worm.
No.
He's covering every team.
Yeah. It's a lot of worms.
Early in the season, I felt like there was some worm allegations.
Well, there were.
Well, that's probably just more or less
Jalen worm allegations.
Yes, and focusing on a win more than it is anything else. That's where I kind of sensed Baldy was coming from. Like, hey, they got the win. He made some other big throws. We were, and I rightfully too, was upset about the careless throws that you didn't need to make.
We will get to Jalen Hurts as soon as he talks, which will be momentarily. Aaron in Mount Airy, I might have to cut you off for Jalen, but until then, time is yours.
I'm bigger than Jalen.
For real. Yeah. What up, A?
What's up? Man, listen, you talking Hurts, and I heard, like, and we know Ike, he going to defend the quarterback. That's Ike's role, and I dig it. But my man that called yesterday.
Wow.
What's that?
I didn't say anything.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
I called a stray. I called a stray there for some reason.
He did.
But I'm going to make it quick so Jalen don't cut me off. My man from Sweetsboro yesterday, he really got to be my skin. Like, listen, man, we can't say we got the best weapons in the league. We got the two of the top 10 receivers. Let's be – two top 12, top 10 receivers. And then every time Jalen Hurts throws interception, well, you know it wasn't really his fault, right? Do we got the best weapons or not? because every interception can't always be their fault. I don't care whose fault it is. The interception was thrown. And if you're not throwing 35 touchdowns in a season, you cannot be a double-digit interception thrower because you're not putting the ball up enough for you to throw all the interceptions. Like, it boggles my mind that we always want to make excuses for Jalen Hurts' play.
You know what I think it is, Aaron? You know what I think it is? I think in everyone's heart, they would love if he was the guy they hoped he would be. And I think there is a sort of a self-defense mechanism where people want to believe, and it almost hurts to think that, no, I didn't mean that, it almost hurts to think that, oh no, the quarterback who we thought would be the, you know, perennial MVP candidate for a decade, that there are signs that he might not be that. And I think that's where I think it comes from, honestly. I think it's so hard to find a good quarterback. And we had so many years in between Donovan and, you know, and now
Carson.
Well, we even had the year Michael Vick seemed like he was going to be it, and Nick Foles seemed like he was going to be it, and we had Kevin Cobb in there who had a moment.
He never seemed like he was going to be.
He had one good game.
We hoped he was. We actually had a month. I think he was player of the month.
Yeah, but isn't there a Cardinals game in there? I think he threw four touchdowns or something like that. So I think it's just like this self defense mechanism where people just don't want to be hurt again.
No, that's cool. That is fine. Jalen Hurts will not. I've been a fan of the Eagles before Jalen Hurts was even born. So I'm going to continue to be a fan of the Eagles when Jalen Hurts decides to retire, if he decides to retire Eagles. Are we Eagles fans or not?
Yeah.
Are we Eagles fans or not?
Yeah.
So
you got to support the quarterback.
And I support Jalen. I only talk like this to y'all.
No.
Anybody else, I support him. But he has to stop turning the ball over. That is our it's not Nick Sirianni getting his hands dirty in the offense. Like, it's not the passing up the points. I defended that to my non-Eagles fans homies, but to y'all, that was stupid. Like, but Jalen Hurts has to not turn the ball over for us to be successful. And like, we can't always, like, is it, I heard Ike say earlier, the coaches, right? So is it Nick Sirianni? Because he was the only person here last year from the offensive staff that has anything to do with the passing game when he started turning the ball over. And he's doing it again this year. So is it Nick Sirianni? Or is it Jalen Hurts?
I don't think it's the coach's fault why he's – I don't think it's the coach's fault as to why he's turning the ball over. I'm calling for the coaches to maybe sort of rethink on how they want to run the offense centered around the passing game. That's – I got one more game, A. I'm going to go through Tampa. And it better be a clean game, else I'm going to spend the next 2 weeks during the bye week and after talking about we need a game manager.
Listen, and I'm going to be at that game. I put out a lot of money for me and my son to go to that game.
Oh, you going down to Tampa? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going down there. My son, they moved, home in my oldest daughter moved down to Florida. So,
okay.
So I'm flying down there, driving down to the game.
Cool.
Let him throw two interceptions in that game. I'm going to meet him in the hallway after the game. I'm going to meet him in the hallway after the game. Don't embarrass me out there, man. Do not embarrass me out there. I pay a lot of money to fly down there. Don't embarrass me by you throwing two. Listen, I watch college football. I don't know a lot of people watch college football.
I'm with you. Yep.
He showed me this. What did he show you on college football? What did he win in college? He had the best receiver core.
He's always had a talent team around him. Always, yeah.
None of receivers won a Blue Call for War with him, but they won it with Tua. They won it with Mac Jones.
That's a good point.
He landed with a Blue Call for War with him. So what did he show in college? So I'm just like, he's always done this. Since when? I don't know if he ever won in high school. I'm not trying to come.
Well, we all know the one playoff game he lost by 50 in high school.
Jack, you are.
Well, he got blown out by
generation.
He got blown out by Burrow with the Oklahoma. He got benched for like. Come on.
Well, he doesn't play defense.
Like, oh, here we go.
I heard someone mention something about with a quarterback sliding in the pocket. That the quarterback they mentioned was like 6'3". Jalen Hurts is probably 6 foot at best. He can't do it. Like he needs lanes to throw the ball. He's not that tall. So all that pocket movement we talking, he needs to move side to side. because he's too small. We got to start shifting the pocket.
All right, Aaron, we got to go because we got the guy you're talking about.
Yes,
Jalen Hurts is talking now.
This week for some of his decision making, you obviously get a unique perspective as one of his players. Can you kind of give us behind the scenes look on what Nick's like as a head coach, and especially during maybe some turbulent times?
I've been really focused on just attacking every day. And I think this team has been the same way. And Nick's putting his best effort forward in doing that, you know, and he's doing a great job in leading, delivering a message. And in the end, we just have to stay together through any moment, you know. I mentioned it in the game. I mention it all the time, but, you know, just not riding waves and keeping the main thing, you know, that's what we're focused on. And that's what I'll try and do to, you know, lead us in that way.
David, it seems like you play Tampa like every year. It's almost like they're in the NFC East, it seems. You know, you play them so often.
Yeah.
How much does that familiarity help you going forward here today?
Well, I think it's been different. It's been different every time we've played them. Different time of the year, different moment, you know, different offense, different approach, philosophy, if you will. And so I got a ton of respect for him. Coach Ty Bowles, and when what he does, he creates a lot of great opportunities for his defense and his team, and they're a really good offense as well. So, you know, we gotta come and execute, play clean football. Gotta come and execute and play clean football. First team
after
like
we've
that.
Talked about the ability to pick up blitzes so much in recent history, going against that defense, are you eager to see how you fare against them?
I'm just excited for another opportunity to play this week. It's a great opponent, a great challenge. We just want to go out there and give our best.
Do you feel like you're in a better position to handle those this year?
Yeah, I think I'm wiser, I'm older. More seasoned in some areas, and I think that helps us.
After the win there in the regular season last year, you referenced...
And the different things that I've learned, you know, with the new staff.
After the win in the regular season, you referenced the playoff game the first time around, saying it was a feeling you had not forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a similar sentiment to the playoffs last year?
Yes and no. I don't know that I can explain why, but yes and no.
You like to say you either win or you learn. So can you say what you learned from that game last year that when you as you look back at it through the offseason and even as you get ready this week?
It's hard for me to reflect on it right now. You know, this is a new team we have, a new groove we have, and I think about the most important thing, not the past, not the future, but what about right now? And I think about the identity of this football team we have, and I can't tell you what that is. I can't tell you what that is because, we haven't had our nucleus together to really go out there and create that. And so the beautiful thing is that everyone has opportunities in these moments. And as you see last week with the opportunity guys had and stepped up, and regardless of what it looks like, you know, just want to play team football and play together and find ways to win. That's what it's about.
What's the benefit of having a veteran like Paris Campbell on the practice squad that you can use during games?
Yeah, I just think his professionalism when he comes into work, his will to learn, how invested he is. You can see that clearly, as I said, those times where we've had to build that chemistry. You know who your guys are, but you never know when your opportunity and your number is going to be called. And, you know, I just think guys have done a great job of stepping up, and I have a ton of trust in all of those guys. You know, I think it was a funny moment to me, and I wouldn't have acknowledged it in the huddle. But in the huddle, I looked in the huddle one time, and I saw so many different faces. But the game goes on. You know, it's truly a next man up mentality, and that's a testament to the work that everyone puts in this building.
Jahan was talking last week about how you and him are still kind of working on the chemistry and your timing. How long does that take? I mean, like, you know, he came so late in camp, you didn't get a ton of reps with him. You still haven't had a ton of reps with him. So now you've got guys in the huddle that are new guys.
Yeah,
how does that process work?
I think that's all a product of what the identity of your team is, you know, and we've got guys coming in, and you know, we know what their roles are. You know, it can look a different way each week, and so I think everybody just has to be willing to learn, willing to do their part in that moment, and being selfless and doing what's best for the team. And Jahan's a guy that can obviously help us in a ton of ways.
I respect where you're coming from with next man up, but
I'm sorry.
I respect where you're coming from with next man up, but AJ Brown, Devontae Smith are obviously unique players.
Mm-hmm.
Does the offense need, for lack of a better term, does it need to be reinvented or changed if those guys aren't out there?
Reinvented and changed. I don't think those are the words. I think that everybody is here and has something that makes them great, and so it comes down to putting them in positions to shine in the places that they excel.
Jalen, do you feel like you've become more of a vocal leader to this point in the season? And if so, you know, what's the reasoning behind it?
That's a question, man. That's a question. I don't do well with those type of questions. I gotta talk about myself, but I definitely come in and I just try and be in the moment with everything, and obviously I know there are a lot of eyes, and I know I set the pace, you know, and ultimately you just want everybody to know the vision. You want everybody to know the vision and know that everybody role matters, and that's communicated by action, that's communicated by work, the time that you put in, the extra meetings that we're having. And then obviously just speaking and communicating, you know, ultimately, you know, people want to play with people that play hard and are the great teammates. And I think I've just tried to, you know, be the best I can be for the team, and do that.
You've had so much success with the conventional Tush-Push Brothers stuff, whatever. Do you ever not want to run the variation just because you've been so successful? And how did that conversation go on the 4th-and-1? It was a long conversation with Nick before you ran that.
No, it's just a matter of executing whatever is called. I'm okay with whatever whatever gets called from Coach and Kellen. It's just a matter of making it happen and executing. Came up short there.
Why do you think that one didn't work?
I'm sorry?
When you looked at it, why did you think that it didn't work that particularly?
It just was not good execution, not good alignment. So,
I don't know how you are in production meetings, but I know you look for different places to learn. Tom Brady's calling the game this week. Is that an opportunity for you to pick his brain to learn in a production meeting?
I don't know that he's allowed to do those.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Last one. As far as like Johnny Wilson goes, he's a pretty unique receiver being that tall. Do you throw a ball any differently to somebody that size? Do you throw it up higher? I mean, how do you account for that?
Well, you just try and get it to him.
All right, that's enough. The guy's tall. Do you throw it higher? I know we all got to get
that question.
I know we all got to get a question in. And we kill Elliot. And Elliot asked the first question. Asked a good question. We kill Elliot for not being there. But you don't need to ask a question to prove you were there. How do you get it? Do you throw it to Johnny Wilson higher? The guy's like 6'8".
Yes. Yeah, he aims lower.
No, I'm going to throw it lower.
Yeah.
Was that Richie? Was John Richie at the press conference? Richie the other day. I kid you not.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I love Johnny Wilson. Come on, man. He's the fifth receiver. Relax.
All right.
Anytime touchdown
this
Sunday.
Week, I know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We got to get over Johnny Wilson.
Coming up next.
What do you mean, man?
He's got brick hands.
Coming up next, we have Jack, what's coming up with the top five?
I don't know where
his
disdain comes for certain players, man. Yeah.
It's not his thing. I don't need to hear about how he can't catch. He got dropped in the 6th round.
I told you he's too tall.
He's too tall. Anyway, Anyway, just biggest questions I have in life right now.
Biggest questions in life?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
All right, so that is next in the top five and five, and then we'll get you ready for the Phils' final game with the Cubs for Fan Appreciation Night as well with leading off. That is all next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.